The Sable Queen, Disc 7.
Buckler and his friends are taken completely by surprise, following Sniffy, who is leading them through a thick bed of tall ferns. They did not see the enemy until the vermin were almost upon them. They were ambushed from both sides. Skipper heard a movement to his left. He turned, calling out,
"What the?"
A spear haft thudded into his jaw and he fell. Then chaos broke loose. Axtel threw himself across Tassie and Borty, protecting them with his body as he lashed out with his crutch, slaying Fedel with a mighty blow to the throat. Sniffy yelled as he saw Zwilt rise up at Buckler's back.
"Buck, behind you!"
A spear took the Gaussian tracker through the shoulder. He held onto it, drawing his short rapier and fending off his attacker. Buckler wheeled about swiftly, his own long rapier out and ready, as Zwilt's heavier broadsword crashed down against it. The young hare's paws went numb from the shock, but he knew he was fighting for his life, so he parried the stroke. Zwilt turned to one side, anticipating a lunge which did not come. Buckler knew the sable's tactic, to slash down as he went by. Dropping back, he made his assailant come to him. Zwilt was forced to move forward. Caught upon the wrong footpaw, he stumbled. Buckler's long blade came up at him in a blur of small circles. It caught the broadsword in a whirl of lightning motion, twisting it from Zwilt's grasp. With his paws still stinging from Zwilt's first blow, Buckler glimpsed Agrim thrusting his spear point down at Skipper, who was still half stunned. To distract the ferret, Buckler yelled a long patrol war cry.
"Eulalia!"
He flung himself through the air, blade outstretched. Agrim paused long enough to seal his own fate. He fell with the blade through him and Buckler on top of it. Now Skipper was up. He threw his lance, which pierced another Avenger, at the exact moment that Axtel's warhammer snuffed out the foe beast's life. Tassie wriggled free of the warrior hedgehog. Grabbing a stone, she hailed it at the fallen vermin.
"Oh, you naughty, wicked beast! Take that!"
Axtel winked at the little red waller.
"Thank ye, little marm. We already fixed him."
Buckler scrambled upright, retrieving his blade. He turned to re-enter the fray, but it was all over. The four vermin guard were slain, and Zwilt the Shade had vanished. He was gone.
"Ahoy, mates! We're coming! Logga, logga, log!"
Crashing through the ferns, Django and Big Bartage came charging in. The shrewd chieftain was disappointed.
"Ya mudlumps! We've missed the battle!"
Sniffy staunched his shoulder wound with a clump of moss.
"Aye, chief, so you did. What happened with the Stoughton Weasel?"
Django slashed at the ferns with his rapier. He was not happy.
"Ha! My one got away, greasy-livered swab. I never knew stoats could run that fast. Took off like a duck with its bum afire. Probably still running."
Skipper chuckled.
"And the other one? The weasel?"